Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren. Welcome back from the praise. Thank you for reaching into the heaven of praise, the second heaven, where there are two great mountains of brass, those which birth mountains and hills, those with musical instruments, and the voices of God, those which make praise and all the worship.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We give back God the glory and honor.
For
accepting the praise we minister to him, the worship we minister to him,
acts
in the spirit and truth, and we now hypocritical,
that
not we to enjoy, but him to enjoy. As we fulfill Isaiah 43, verse 21, the people he formed for himself to show his praise in the heaven of praise, where get us from for living creatures. Our spirits are gotten from there, sends them on the earth to show praise, right from the heaven of praise. You greet your brethren, you greet them, wish them the best things. Those come from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Those come from one who was, who is, and who is going to be, which come from seven spirits of God. Those are ones perfected, and they come from one who was, who is, and who is going to be, which come from seven spirits of God, to mean that they are perfect, as Revelation 1 verse 4 says.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Have you wished him both things? Mostly wished them light of knowledge, that's in the word of God. That treasure, God to sit in that vessel, pray for them that treasure, light of knowledge, that's in the word of God. God to sit in that vessel of clay, in that your mind, in the that heart, even in your inner man.
If you
fulfill 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 up to 7, that God commanded light shine in darkness, light of knowledge of God is glory before Christ Jesus.
In
verse 7 he said, and that treasure put in a vessel of clay, the much power come from him, and not from us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, a treasure of light of knowledge, passing through the word of God, after he sits in you, power always will come from God. The much power, and then you'll be more than conqueror, and you make many to overcome. Yes, you make many to overcome.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. And you do what? You make many to overcome. So we thank the Lord for this day.
And
by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and our Bible reader, Teacher Isaac Enos. We love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God, again to move rich unto you
part
36. Sure. It's part 36. The book on God is mega last agenda on the earth,
Uganda,
based in Africa, Uganda. Or you call it the book about full knowledge of God, international ministries, and God is worldwide call,
Uganda,
based in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
tuchagenda maso nga tulaba NBs.
We still move on to see NBs.
Ebigambo ebyokusaka ennyesira.
Words to put on special attention.
Nga byansonga.
And they are meaningful.
Byankizo.
They are key.
Mukuyitibwa kwa Katonda erya mawanga gonna.
In God's worldwide call.
Kusinira mu Africa, Uganda.
Basing in Africa, Uganda.
Tuchagenda maso ne NBA 8.
We still move on with NB number 8.
Engeri Katonda gyeyambikamu ekitabo ky'okujjukizira mawanga gonna.
The way God revealed me book of remembrance unto all nations.
Okuyita mu lugendo lw'eggulu olwatambuya mu Bayibuli.
Passing through the heavenly biblical journey.
Okuyita mu lugendo lw'eggulu Bayibuli okumala emyaka 7.
Passing through the 7-year heavenly biblical journey.
Okuva omwaka gwa 2005.
From the year 2005.
Paka 2011.
Up to 2011.
Mu series ez'okwolesebwa.
In series of the visions.
Ebirodo.
The dreams.
Okukyusibwa.
The trance. Or transfiguration.
Azotals.
Or you call it teleportation.
Thamim.
And Urim.
Entambula z'omwoyo.
The spiritual transports.
Entambula z'omwoyo mutukufu.
The transport of the Holy Spirit.
Zogirwako mchitabu ekyokubala 12.
Spoken of in Numbers 12. The verse 6.
Nayobu esulya 20.
In Job chapter 20.
Nolomunana.
The verse 8.
Tuchagenda maso.
We still move on.
Ngatulaba obufunze bw'olugendo lw'eggulu.
As we see summary of the heavenly journey. Right as I speak of now, we are in the second created heaven, the rim above, where we find the four living creatures,
store
of spirits of our creations, those given different bodies, different generations, and in different seasons, in the heavens and in earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Wow.
Yes.
Iranga twatandika okulaba.
And we began to see
a family omusanvu ezaba malaika.
Seven families of angels.
Family omusanvu ezaba malaika.
Seven families of angels.
A family omusanvu ezaba nababantu.
Seven families of mankind.
Eziva mu mitwe enejifanagana.
Those which come from the same foreheads.
Mu mitwe enejabantu.
From the head foreheads of the man.
Ejiri kubira mwebina.
Those on the four living creatures. In the second heaven at creation, in the rim above. This we read of in Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 10.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When we finished there, we saw seven families of the stars, the sun and the moon, even the 14 families of the animals, which come from four heads of the lion, those on the four living creatures, in the second heaven at creation, in the rim above. And just as we are told, Genesis chapter 1 verse 24 to 25,
that
when God speaks, let there be living creatures, as directed that spirits of these living creatures, they come from the four living creatures, and their bodies, they come from the dust of the earth, and that's where they return to. According to Ecclesiastes chapter 12
in
the verse 7, and we see Acts chapter 10 starting from verse 9 to enter verse
14,
and the heat is lowered from heaven,
or
a vessel is lowered from heaven, held on the four corners,
to
meaning that four living creatures, in the midst of this vessel,
and
they are spirits of different creations, those given different bodies on the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So between
so when we finished there, we began to see the 14 families of the birds, even the 14 families of the insects, which come from the four heads of the eagle, those on the four living creatures, in the second heaven at creation, the rim above.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we were able to see 14 families of the birds, which come from the foreheads of the eagle, On the four living creatures, in the second heaven at creation, the rim above. On this day, we want to move on. We see 14 families of the insects, which come from four heads of the eagle, those on the four living creatures, in the second heaven at creation, the rim above.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes.
We want to see 14
families of the insects, which come from the four heads of the eagle, those on the four living creatures, which are the four living creatures, the second heaven at creation, the rim above.
Hallelujah.
We want to move on with that aspect.
And
just as we've come reading
in
Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and the verse 7,
that
the initial bodies of these creations, they came right from the dust of the earth. The dust of the earth. But their spirits, they come right from heaven, the second heaven at creation, the rim above, from the four living creatures. Let's read this Ecclesiastes we hear.
Omubulizi esula ya 12 n'olinyo 7.
Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 7.
Enfufu nedda mutaka ngabo yali. Omubulizi esula ya 12 n'olinyo 7.
Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 7.
Enfufu nedda mutaka ngabo yali. Omoyo negudde eri Katonda eyagugaba.
Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Yes. The dust, the body goes back to dust where it came from, and the spirit returneth unto God who gave it. God who gives spirits of our creations
has gave
them from the second heaven at creation, from the four living creatures. And there's nothing which has a body. Even these insects which we see now, and indeed in them there is no spirit, whether how small, whether how big, this is the ultimate truth of the creation of God. Because when you speak in James chapter 2, verse
26,
moves to prove that there is no body which lives, and in it there is no spirit. Let us read we hear. James chapter 2, verse 26.
Kubanga omubiri awatali mwoyo bwe gubanga gufudde era n'okukkiriza bwe kutyo awatali bikolwa nga gufudde.
For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Yes.
Era nga omubiri bwe gubanga gufudde awatali mwoyo.
As the body without spirit is dead, even faith without works is dead. What does he mean in that first part? That still without a spirit, the body is dead. Now it shows you that everything which has a body, it has a spirit. But as we first seen, Ecclesiastes 12 verse 7, that this body, God formed, did get it from dust of the earth, right from the initial bodies of creations, even those which followed, God had already wired the system which can give body, get it from body. Yes. Right
from between the mother and the father, and the body can be made. And he just sends spirits of these creations.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why you see in Genesis chapter 2, verse 19 and 20, he forms initial creations and he makes bodies for them, including the fowls of the air. When we speak of the fowls, we may be speaking of birds or the insects. Even though in them there are creeping things.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But according to Genesis chapter 2 and the verse 19, the initial bodies of these creations, God just formed them right from dust of the earth. But the bodies which followed already put system in their mothers and fathers,
and
when they have joined both their eggs,
the
system can make body of that creation. And him, God, remains sent spirits of creations, getting them from second heaven at creation, from the four living creatures. Let's read this Genesis we hear. Genesis chapter 2, verse 19.
Mukama Katonda, nakola netaka buli nsolo eyomunsiko, na buli kibuka waguru, nabiletera omuntu, okulaba bw'anaabiyita, n'omuntu buli lyayita ekitonde kyonna, ekiramu, eryo lye linnya lyakyo.
And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was its name. Yes. These, he first formed them. Those initial creatures. And they should not deceive you. As some scientists, they say that the egg was the first to exist before the hen. There are those who deceive us. Impossible. That the egg was the first in existence before the hen. God first formed the initial hens. Those are ones which lay eggs, because the system had already been put in them. Sure.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So
in all those words, we get to understand, and we know that spirits of these creations, they come right from the four living creatures. As we've come reading the Acts chapter 10, verse 11 and 12, and he says this, Acts chapter 10, verse
11.
And so heaven opened, and a certain vessel descended up unto him, as it had been a great sheet held at the four corners, and let down to the earth. Verse 12.
Omwali ebisolo byonna ebirina amaguru ana, n'ebyekulula ebyensi, n'ennyonyi ez'omu bbanga.
In which were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. Yes. Now that vessel comes down from heaven, held on the four corners, the sign of the four living creatures. Inside it, there are spirits of different creatures, including fowl of the air, where there are creeping things. But when you reach the kingdom of the insects, or families of the insects, in there are those which fly, and there are the creeping things. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why it's in the Leviticus, chapter 11. Verse 21 up to 23. He speaks where there are fowls. Usually there moveth the creeping things. Yes. Some they know at times to creep, at the same time fly. Others are there and just creeping. Let us read here. Leviticus chapter 11, verse 21.
Naye bino bye muyinza okulya mu byonna ebyewalula, ebirina ebiwawaatiro, ebitambuza amagulu ana, ebirina amagulu waggulu ku bigere byabyo okugabuusa ku nsi.
Yet these may you eat of every winged insect that goes upon all fours, which has legs above their feet to leap with upon the earth. Verse 22.
Bino bye muyinza okulya kwebyo enzige n'engeri yayo n'ensenene n'engeri yayo nakanyenyenkule n'engeri yaako n'ejjanzi n'engeri yaalyo.
Even these of them you may eat, the locust after its kind, and the bald locust after its kind, and the cricket after its kind, and the grasshopper after its kind. Yes. All those who speak of insects. Yes. Have you eaten of these cricket? It's a type of cockroach. This a type of cockroach. All of them there to be eaten. Because you don't know how to prepare them. All those we just eat. And their spirits go back to glory in heaven. Let's finish Leviticus, we see. Leviticus chapter 11, verse 23.
Naye ebyewalula byonna ebirina ebiwawaatiro, ebirina amagulu ana, bya muzizo gye muli.
But all other winged insects which have 4 feet shall be an abomination unto you. You know, those we corrected that. Those sought to be unclean, they are unclean unto you. And they were worked and ordered on by God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So what I tell you is this. All the insects, unto those which fly, and the creeping things, their spirits, they are gotten from the second heaven, created heaven, in the rim above, from the 4 living creatures, and from the 4 heads of the eagle, those on the 4 living creatures, spirits of their life, it's where they are gotten from. And they are given here a body on the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Don't you feel that aunt is very small? Spirits, God is one who makes and weighs them. All spirits of creation, they are the same. But they have ability to fit in the likeness of everybody. Yes. Because when you read in the Proverbs chapter 16, God weighs the spirits. He weighs them. He knows their size, but they have ability to fit in any kind of the body. Yes. Let us read, we see. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 2. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 2.
Amakubo gonna ag'omuntu gaba malongoofu mu maaso ge ye, naye Mukama apima emyoyo.
All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, But the Lord weighs the spirits. Yes. The spirits weighed them very well. But
his
commandment in forming their bodies. You see, each to have its kind. And the spirit will fit in there. Even the insects. That is their kind. Because in Genesis 1 verse 20 up to 21, them to be commanded the kind of their body, but the spirits remained the same. Let us read here. Genesis chapter 1 verse 20.
Katonda nayogera nti amazzi gazale ebyewalula bingi ebirina obulamu era n'ebibuuka bibuke ku nsi mu bbanga ly'eggulu.
And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that has life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. Yes. And they have the spirit of life. Those which have life. But what we call life, it is the spirit of life. Because there is no life without the spirit. There is no life without the spirit. Sure. John chapter 6, verse 63. Let's first read there and then we come back. John chapter 6, verse 63. 63.
Omoyo gwe guleta obulamu, ombiite guliko kye gugasa. Ebigambo bye mbagambye gwe mwoyo, era bwe bulamu.
It is the spirit that giveth life. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Yes. According to John chapter 6, verse 63, the spirit is what gives life. Now they cannot tell you. Bring forth force with living life when they will not have the spirit. It's impossible. For the spirit that brings life, these bodies profit nothing. Their bodies, they cannot live without the spirit.
Hallelujah.
So let's go back to Genesis chapter
1
verse 20
up
to 21. Genesis chapter 1 verse 20.
Katonda nayogera nti amazzi gazale ebyewalula bingi ebirina obulamu era n'ebibuuka bibuuke ku nsi mu bbanga ly'eggulu.
And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that has life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. Verse 21.
Katonda n'atonda balukwata abanene na buli ekirina obulamu ekyewalula amazzi kye gazaala mu ngeri yaabyo na buli ekibuuka ekirina ebyoya mu ngeri yaakyo Katonda n'alaba nga birungi.
And God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after its kind. And God saw that it was good. Yes. Each he brought it in his kind.
Make
it a body in its kind, that is enough. That's why you say, when preached to group these insects, or to put them in their families, the 14 families, the first 7 families, they are grouped in the kind of the body they have. Yes. There are those which have 3 body parts, which have 3 body parts. It has the head, is the abdomen, and the tail. Yes.
And
there are those with another group. It has 2 body parts. It has the head and the tail. For that is its like kind. Out in the world you trouble, disturb yourself so much. that you group them how. But when you group them here, we use their kind. The kind of their body. Have you understood me well? Let us repeat the verse 21. Genesis chapter 1, verse 21.
Katonda n'atonda balukwata abanene na buli ekirina obulamu ekyewalula amazzi kye gaazaala mu ngeri yaabyo na buli ekibuuka ekirina ebyoya mu ngeri yaakyo Katonda n'alaba nga birungi.
And God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after its kind. And God saw that it was good. Yes. In their kind of these creations. Of their bodies. That's why even when we are grouping birds, we follow those with webbed feet. The non-webbed. They are non-webbed. And those webbed with webbed feet. In their kind. To stop yourself in many things. You know, out in the schools you study many books and they wear your mind and you no more can invent anything. Most when you reach in Africa and you study anthropodia, I hear anthropodia and
you're
a cockroach. I wonder what you call the cockroach. What do you call the cockroach? What? You speak it out yourself.
Rebecca Americana.
Nemutawani.
How do I disturb your heads? And the heads are indeed disturbed.
But
if God says he has a kind of their bodies just as they are, and their spirits he brings, they fit in those bodies. You know, we are in the book of remembrance to nations. These things, how they were, how they are supposed to be, how they will be forever and ever. In the revival of all things, in revival and restoration of all things.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You
know, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 12, he
said,
if you don't study the way God ordered these things, you weary your minds and you never have ability in faith things to take you forward.
And
when you reach on an African and they teach them many things, and the theory is too much, and the things written are very many, but those known in practical, and there are few.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's read this Ecclesiastes. We see Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 12.
Era nate mwana wange labuka okukolanga ebitabo ebingi tekuliko gye kukoma n'okuyiga ennyo kukoya omubiri.
And father, my son, be admonished by this of making many books. There is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Yes. The books you make, many of them. And you read many books. You are studying insects. And you separate them just in two families. Yes.
Two
families of the insects. Yes. He said in their kind, there are those three body parts
and
those with two body parts. And you
studied
not their use and meaning, for profit, for food, cause of strength, and for medicine, and for protection. So
what
is the insects protect who?
These are what keep the ground of the earth to be living. For they make holes in the earth and the ground breathes. And you begin to plant on the ground and they grow again. When you see
ants
and you say, why did God create these ones?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But according to Ecclesiastes 12 verse 12, you made very many books, mostly whites who made them for Africans. And they wrote a lot of them, and the practical is very little. But all that came from writing of books of the scribes, make writing many things which are lies. After rejecting wisdom that in the word of God as you hear of it today, according to Jeremiah 8 verse 8, and he says this,
Yeremia esura ya munana n'olunyirwa munana.
Jeremiah chapter 8 verse 8.
Mwogera mutya nti tulina amagezi n'amateeka ga Mukama gali naffe, naye laba ekkalaamu ey'obulimba ewandiise nti ekkalaamu ey'obulimba ey'abawandiisi ewandiise ebitali bya mazima.
How do you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly he made it falsely. The pen of the scribes made it a lie. Yes. Verse 9.
Abagesigesi bakwatiddwa ensonyi, bakengentererwa, bawambiddwa, laba, baganye ekigambo kya Mukama, era magezi ki agali mu bo.
The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them? Yes.
What is it?
Ecclesiastes 12. Verse 12 he says, be admonished, you child, mostly you African. The making of many books, the study of many books, it wears the mind. That's why you do not invent.
And
those who wrote books for you, according to Jeremiah 8 verse 8 to 9,
there
are many things they wrote and their lies, they are not going to profit you. And
they
rejected wisdom that in the word of God, which could ease things. And there are some who here has studied this, and they wonder, is church one meant to do that? Because we are on the Great Commission. The Great Commission, making all nations disciples, teaching them all commanded us as in the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So because
of that, when we separate the 14 families of the insects, just as other families become separating them, when we differentiate the 14 families of the insects, as we differentiated the 14 families of the birds, we base on their kind, the kind of their bodies.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We base on kind of their bodies. As
we've
read Leviticus chapter 11, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 21,
I
request we repeat it, for we are going to be listening.
Genesis chapter 1
verse 21.
Katonda natonda balukwata abanene na buli ekirina obulamu ekyewalula, amazzi kyegazaala mu ngeri yaabyo, na buli ekibuuka ekirina ebyoya mu ngeri yaakyo, Katonda n'alaba nga birungi.
And God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after its kind. And God saw that it was good. Yes. Their kind is very important.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Songera bwetwara byenti family ezebinyonyi ziri 14.
So just as we saw the families of birds, there are 14. As they come from four heads of the eagle, those on the four living creatures, the second heaven at creation, that is the way it is. Even families of insects, there are 14.
As
their spirits come from four heads of the four living creatures, the second heaven at creation, the rim above. In Genesis chapter 7, this verse 3, and he says this. Genesis chapter 7, verse 3.
Era ne mu bibuka waguru musanvu musanvu ekisajja n'ekikazi ezzadde liyoke libe eddamu ku nsi yonna.
Of fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and female, to keep their kind alive upon the face of all the earth. Yes, even the fowls of the air
musanvu emirundi ebiri
by sevens. That is where you wrote in the Bible.
Sevens.
And you see sevens.
Sevens.
Anytime they attach S, it means times two. Yes.
The one who read sevens.
Sevens. So what is sevens in the Bible?
Hallelujah.
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 Now in that way,
family omusanvu zisoka ezebiwuka,
the first seven families of the insects,
ebirina emibiri ebitundu byemibiri ebisatu,
those with three body parts,
engeri yaabo bweri,
has their kind ears.
Atulistinge family esoka, family omusanvu zisoka,
the first seven families of the insects,
family omusanvu zisoka ezebiwuka,
the first seven families of the insects,
ezirina ebitundu byemibiri ebisatu,
those with three body parts,
as the
kind of their bodies is. Yes.
Don't
be disturbed with science. You know what we call Oyogwebaita science. Yes. And it's not real. It is fake. Just to disturb the heads. The first seven families of the insects, those with three body parts, as the kind of their bodies is. The first family of the insects, family of flies. Family of what? Family of flies. This is the first family of insects with three body parts. Family of flies. You display flies. Don't you have flies with yourself? Family of flies, including the house flies. These usually move in the house. Yes. The sessile flies.
Yes,
sassafras.
Mosquitoes.
Mosquito also is a kind of a fly. Yes. It's in the flies family. Yes.
Fruit flies.
We are fruit flies. They move by the fruits.
Black soldier flies. And
many others. That is a family there.
Family,
the first family of insects with three body parts.
Family
of flies. Yes. In the Psalms 78, verse
45,
they show they have different kinds. Let us read, we see.
Zaburi esula ya 78 n'oluyirwana mu 5.
Psalms chapter 78, verse 45.
Nti, natuma, mwebyo, ebitole by'enswera, Zaburi esura ya 78 olinyirwana mutano.
Psalm 78 verse 45.
Natuma mubo ebitole byenswera ezabaluma.
He sent swarms of flies among them which devoured them. Yes.
Yatuma.
He sent swarms, that means many kind of them. Swarms. There are many kinds. Them to have works here. Yes. And if they are not here in the world, the world will be in a rot of smell. You know rottenness where it was? They swallow every rottenness in the entire world. And the one who swallowed the rottenness that in the winds. If you don't know much their works, they see breathing oxygen which is fresh. You see toilets, they spread smell which is in the air. But this one go swallow it out of the air. That's why them everywhere they are, there's a smell. They are right there on job. But when you see them, perhaps you may think they are useless. These flies, you kick it. But if you take them out of this world, it can smell. Because you're there, your head is not functioning well. You don't know their use.
Zaburi 15 verse
31. Psalms 105 verse 31.
Zaburi esura ya 15 no linyi verse 31.
Psalms 105 verse 31.
Nayogera ebitole byenswera nebijja.
He spoke and there came swarms of flies. Those are many. But if you reduce them in this world. Yes. These people, don't you see them where they're seated? The farting in from them is not easy. There is way brewing from them always. It goes in the wind. Now these ones. The flies, they gather every rottenness, they swallow it. That's where, at point you put it anywhere. What it is this you put in the
earth?
These ones filter the wind, the oxygen in this world. But if you see them, they don't know their importance. Because at times you cannot check the works God does under the sun. According to we see Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 16 to 17, you will read it. Let's go to second family of insects with three body parts. The second family, insects with three body parts. The butterfly family. Yes.
Family.
The butterflies family. Family of butterflies. Including all types of butterflies. Where there are moths. The moth. Moth.
And
many others there in there. There are some they say. But these ones, what is their use?
These
ones are so good in gathering. The fumes of the earth, those of industries. That's why most when you find them, they are filled on dust. Oh, yes. That is of the heavenly journey. In the books you study, perhaps they didn't teach you that. And they pass through much process. They become what? Caterpillar. And they reach, come to butterflies. But most of their works, gathering fumes from the industries. That is why you see, if they move on to be taken away, mostly the forests and the bush where they habitate, the oxygen we breathe on the earth, it is spoiled by the industry fumes. There are many things we don't know on the works of God. But since we are a new generation with the full knowledge of God, and those who try to create the new generation of those who know their God, can testify of works of His hands. Right now, that's why we've entered to know this. In Hosea chapter 10, verse 14, it says this.
Hosea esura ya 10 n'olunyira 14.
Hosea chapter 10 verse 14.
Okusamala chekuliva kubera ku bantu bo. N'ebigo byo byonna birinyagibwa nti ngasulumani buyanyaga beswaluberi ku lunaku olw'olutalo, nyabwe yatandagirwa wamu n'abaana be.
Therefore shall the tumult arise among the people, and all your fortresses shall be destroyed as Salmon destroyed Bethabel in the day of battle. The mother was dashed in pieces upon her children. Yes. When in the world the things happen there, and the butterflies come in the earth.
You
know, people don't know what is the use of butterflies. I just see them. They are interested to see them flying. But they are not just there in the world. They gather up all those fumes. And they take them into the forests. In the bush. And they usually come in seasons. After seeing that the world is full of the industrial fumes, but most we don't know what is the meaning behind it. As you saw, you enjoyed your seeing them fly around. Is it not that? And you see them flying, you enjoy them. This, why did God create them? This earth, God made it with carefulness. That's why those who destroy it, God too will destroy them.
He
has to judge them. As
we
speak, Revelation 11 verse
18,
those who destroy the earth, he too will destroy them.
Now,
most you cut away the forests, butterfly you spread them. Let us read. We say Revelation 11 verse 18.
Amawanga ne gasunguwala, n'obusungu bwo ne bujja, n'entuko ez'okusaliramu omusango gw'abafu, n'ez'okuweeramu empeera yaabwe abaddu bo bannabbi n'abatukuvu n'abatya erinnya lyo abato n'abakulu n'ez'okwonooneramu aboonoona ensi.
And the nations were angry, and your wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should give reward unto your servants the prophets, and to the holy ones, and them that fear your name, small and great, and should destroy them who destroy the earth. Yes. Those who destroy the earth, the insects of the Lord, you find them, because you don't know they are yours. You begin
to
pray them, you deforest their forests. Many things are there. We move to third family of the insects. The third family of insects with three body parts. From the four heads of the eagle, those on the four living creatures, the second heaven at creation, the rim above.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Family, locust, family,
the locusts family.
Family,
the locusts family. Including different locusts, the grasshoppers, and many others. Including different locusts, the grasshoppers, and the many others. All these you just eat. All the grasshoppers eat. The grasshoppers. You just eat all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's read
Leviticus 11, verse 22. Leviticus 11, verse 22.
Bino, bimuyinzo kulya kwebyo, enzige, n'engeri yaayo, ensenene, n'engeri yaayo, n'akanyenyenkule, n'engeri yaako, n'ejjanzi, n'engeri yaalyo.
Even these of them you may eat, the locust after its kind, and the bold locust after its kind, and the cricket after its kind, and the grasshopper after its kind. All these fall in that family. Family of locusts. There are all different type of locusts. We have grasshoppers. There are crickets. You eat all. We are going to learn how to prepare them ahead.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. People you love eating.
But good for
still you eating the word of God. The more you eat the word of God, which brings life. Even food of the world eats. It will now make meaning. It gives you strength. It moves you more in the world. It treats you. Your body have much life. In Proverbs chapter 30, verse 27,
speak
these other words of the locusts.
Proverbs 30, verse
27.
Enzige tezirina kabaka naye zitabala zonna ebibiina.
The locust has no king, yet they go forth, all of them by bands. Yes. They teach you that not having a leader doesn't mean not having order. And where your leader is not doesn't mean that you do things not right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It doesn't mean what?
Know that
these ones understand more than us.
Wow.
And they even can teach us.
Upon
which you see your leader is not there.
Let
me begin to do things not right.
He's
coming, he's meeting me. You run back to the...
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because
we've gotten a big chance
in listening family of
visitors, then we've read them in the Bible very well.
And that's why we're
just summarizing so much.
He
says we started them much.
That's how
we started the others, but time.
Okay. Let's read
Joel chapter 1, verse 4.
Yoweri esule soka noli nyoroko na.
Joel chapter 1 verse 4.
Yoweri esule soka noli nyiriri oruoko na.
Joel chapter 1 verse 4.
Ebyo akauka byekafisao enzige ebiridde. Nebyo enzige byafisao kalusejera kabiridde. Nebyo kalusejira biyafisao akachaka kabiride.
That which the cutting locust has left has the swarming locust eaten, and that which the swarming locust has left has the crawling locust eaten, and that which the crawling locust has left has the consuming locust eaten. Yes,
there are
different types.
There are
different kinds
fallen
in the family of locusts.
Let's
go to fourth family.
Insects
with three body parts.
Family yokuna.
The fourth family.
Of
insects with three body parts. From the forehead of the eagle.
Those
on the four living creatures.
Second
heaven at creation.
That's
the heavenly journey is.
Family enjuchi.
The bees family.
Family yachi.
Family of what?
Enjuchi.
The bees.
Mwori mwenjuchi zinja uro.
There are different bees.
Zuzidi omo zanja uro.
There are different in that line.
Wabula zikunganya kabisa akali mwengeri. But
they gather honey in which is different
medicine.
Medicine which reach even to handle the AIDS. Yes.
It
can work on AIDS. Because some don't know how to mix it well. But we expect to promise and to mix those medicines very well. Yes.
Amen.
Let's read Judges 14 verse 18.
Abalamuzi esula ya 14 n'oluyiro 18.
Judges chapter 14 verse 18.
Abasajja abo mu kibuga ne bamugamba nibamugamba ku lunaku olw'omusanvu enjuba nga tennaba nti nga tennagwa nti ekisinga omubisi gw'enjuki obuwoomerevu kiki era ekisinga empologoma amaanyi kiki n'agamba nti singa temwalimya nte yange temwandivuunudde kikoko kyange.
And the men of the city said unto him on the seventh day before the sun went down, what is sweeter than honey, and what is stronger than a lion? And he said unto them, if you had not plowed with my heifer, you would not have found out my riddle. Yes. What is sweeter than honey? What is stronger than a lion?
And
what I want to show you is like this. That the honey of the bees is strength, as you see, the ability of a lion to fight other animals. This can fight with very many diseases.
singa ogulirako ennyama,
if upon it you eat meat,
n'ogulirako akawunga,
and you eat posha, mostly the cassava,
n'otabulayo ku oil nga alimu ku mbisi guno,
and you mix oil which is attached in honey as you begin to eat with it, you eat with that good stew. This HIV and AIDS, you see, you begin to despise it.
Amen.
Most people say you eat pork much, that it will melt out the fat, the other virus it consumes. But if you eat of meat, upon it, eat partial, and you mix the oil, you get honey of the bee, and you fly that sauce, and there is onion and tomato.
Hey.
Okay. We shall speak of that. I try to show you the meaning of the things goes to which far.
What
I told you last time, that there are things we have to know, and God freely gave them to us, and we don't need to ask them from Him, but we need to know them that He gave them to us. In Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 13 to 19, he speaks this on that issue. Even the beauty and looking good will increase on you when you've eaten that. Ezekiel chapter 16 from verse 13 and verse 19.
Ezekiel chapter 16 verse
13.
Bwayonjebwa bwotyo ne zaabu ne feza n'ebyambalo byo byali bya bafuta nungi ne liiri n'omulimu ogw'eddalizi, walyanga obutta obulungi n'omubisi gw'enjuki n'amafuta oba omulungi ennyo nnyini, n'olaba omukisa okutuusa ku bukulu obw'obwakabaka.
Thus were you adorned with gold and silver, and your clothing was of fine linen and silk and embroidered work. You did eat fine flour and honey and oil, and you were exceedingly beautiful, and you did prosper into a kingdom. Don't eat the maize flour. You eat cassava flour. Wheat? I mean,
fine flour.
Fine.
Karukabira karu. Kamuwemba.
Sorghum or millet. You know that take poison from the flesh in the kings? That is sorghum. Yes. When there was poison in the sauce, say it gets put in it. Then you finish poison from the body. Yes.
If
you fried your sauce very well, you prepared you well the honey, you pour it aside, and then you look beautiful.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's read verse 19, we see. Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 19. Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 19.
Obutta obulungi n'amafuta n'omubisi gw'enjuki bye nakuliisanga n'okuteeka n'obiteeka ku maaso gaabyo okuba evvumbe eddungi ne biba bwe bityo, bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda.
My food also which I give you, fine flour and oil and honey with which I fed you, you have even set it before them for a sweet aroma. And thus it was, saith the Lord God. That is the food of God. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Fumba akachi akaloka akashi akomuemba.
You cook your millet flour. Yes.
Leta kabuto.
Bring oil.
Shiko ruva.
You fry your sauce.
Rubenga rutadedwa mpuleti burunji leto mbisi gwe.
Put on the plate. Drink honey. You put on honey. Put in the meat.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isaiah chapter 7 verse 15 to 16.
Isaiah sura ya msambu. Norinyiriri ole 15.
Isaiah chapter 7 verse 15.
Omuzigo omubisikuti. Omuzigo nombisi gwenjuki alibidia bwamanti bwamanya okugana ebibi nokweroboza ebirunji.
Curds and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. Now, if you want, even these children grow,
have
IQ function very well. Don't get this of the pig, the fat, the G. You get it? Pour on honey on the sauce. You put even honey and they eat. Yeah, IQ will grow function very well. As of the bee, you see it function. It goes look for honey here and there. They bring function at a high speed. I have brains which God sounded. You move to eat honey much. Eat together with G. Yes. And there are things of the bees. But there are very many. Now most have been asking, why do we study these creations? That we know things God freely gave us.
Because
our research are very few in Africa mostly. African is there to just eat. Don't know how they join up. Have you seen millet flour? Very interesting. I'm thinking of Chef Awesome now.
Okay, can we get into family yokutano?
Let's call the Pepe family.
We get into family yokutano.
Pepe family.
Family yokutano. Ebi uke bine mbiyesa.
Pepe family
mbiyesa. Ebisatu.
Incest with three body parts.
Emi yoja wonga jijibwa.
And the spirits are gotten from four heads of the eagle, those on the four living creatures, the second heaven at creation. The cockroach family. The family of what? The cockroach family. There are all types of cockroaches. We have termites. Enkuyege. Termites. We have hounds. And those are all sweets. Don't you want to eat cockroach? Because the cockroach, you know one type. You know those of the toilet.
Hallelujah.
But there are many other kinds which are so sweet. In these insects, there is a lot of medicine. Insects, they are next to plants in having medicine in them. Yes. You find a small ant.
It
lifts the bum up like that, but there's medicine in the bum. It gathers for man.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You
see family of cockroach.
There are
the different type of cockroach.
Where
there is termites, ants, and many others. Proverbs
30,
24-25. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 24. Waliwo ebintu bina ebitono ku nsi, naye birina amagezi mangi nnyo nnyini. There are four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. Verse 25. Enkoloto ye famere etalina manyi. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their food in the summer. These two are a people, an entire family. They are wise. The ones who taught man to build storied houses and to build the underground, the ground floors of the houses.
So the first
let the basements, the ground floors, and they lift a hunt hill with storied structures with designs. Those are professionals to teach man in building. They build on hills of different types. They build those with stiff structures. And they put in their ladders which move you up. They don't know man in building. That is a storied house. That anthill, it's a storied house. And it has a ground floor basement there where they store their food, where they park. Those are ones who first told man to first dig down in the ground to lift a structure from the ground. They are wise. The channels are inside there. They don't know man in beauty. They are wise.
And
those want different designs of houses. Look for ant hills. Let's go to seek this family. Seek this family of insects with three body parts. And their spirits are gotten from four heads of the eagle. Those are the four living creatures. The second heaven.
Family
of the beetles.
Beetles family.
Beetles family. What are beetles? Beetles family. These ones, they roll filth. Yes. Poo-poo. They play with poo-poo roll like that. These ones are the best to clean in the ground and the earth. Making holes, taking fertilizers down there. Move them in different places in the ground.
make holes in the earth, the ground to be alive, that you plant on and let's grow. You find it with the fertilizers, rolling feces like that.
Poo-poo.
Here there is a fertilizer lacking. It rolls poo-poo there. Man thinks they are the only servants of God. Though you refuse to serve God, they are serving Him. They are on work day and night. Me, when I knew that, I said, Lord, I have humbled. Others acting stubborn or ignorance have understood all of
this.
I don't serve you, what to me? You have many servants. Have you seen him? He can take the filth with fertilizers to different grounds. Others make holes in the ground. You know, no matter how it rains, and there are no holes in the ground, water, the ground cannot breathe.
It
keeps heat in the ground, which can affect the plants. All these are works of the Creator. Even man does not know them. Leviticus chapter 11, verse 23.
Abalevi esura ya kumi n'emu n'olunyiriri lw'23.
Leviticus chapter 11, verse 23.
Naye ebyewalula byonna ebirina ebiwawaatiro ebirina amagulu ana bya muziso gye muli.
But all other winged insects which have 4 feet shall be an abomination unto you.
Bino biwawaatiro omanyi wawulira ebiwuka byonna ebyewalula
the creeping insects, including these beetles, the beetles. This is an abomination to you. But we got to understand Romans 14, verse 14. Nothing in its nature that is unclean, save one who thinks it unclean, it's unclean unto him. If you have a totem of something, it's an abomination unto you, and not unto we the rest, and not unto God. For abominations began in Egypt, and it didn't come from God. God created things He saw all they are good and are still good up today. They are gotten to be eaten with thanksgiving and they are cleansed with praying through the words. Sure.
Hallelujah.
Let's go to seventh family. Seventh family of insects with 3 body parts. Their spirits, gotten from 4 heads of the eagle, from the 4 living creatures, those in the 2nd heaven. We call them springtails family. They have 2 tail behind, springtails. They are of many types. They usually enter the ears. They fall in the eyes. Have you seen them? Those can scratch the ground. Put holes in the ground. And the ground breathes from the beneath of it. Yet all those works are moving on. That's why you see in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, these creations are in work and they have reached to get weary of humans, because man does not think of the many works, the many God gave him responsibilities of these creations. And when man sees them, he sees they are useless.
nga tewali mugaso,
and there is no use.
Naye ye mubuliza agamba,
but him Ecclesiastes
said, ebintu bino byonna,
all these things
bigenze maso n'okujjula obuko,
they move to be full of weariness,
ate omuntu tasobola kukisa ku mwoyo,
men cannot lay it at heart.
Asoma nyolo musanvu n'olw'omunaana,
verse 7 and 8.
Omubulizi esula esooka n'olinyolo musanvu.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 7.
Emigga gyonna gigenda mu nyanja, naye nyanja tejjula.
All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Onto the place from where the river comes, there they return again. Verse
8. So no kutu, tekukuta kuulira.
All things are full of weariness. Man cannot express it. The eye is not satisfied with the seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. Things are filled with weariness.
There
are soft children of men. Now look to insects indeed. The many works. Man does not know them. God speaks Romans 8 verse 28.
That
all things work together for the good unto those who love God.
You
don't know they work together how. And you will find insects. And you see them mere insects. You want to kill them. As your father Lucifer is.
Who
is a murderer from the beginning?
Don't
just kill an insect. That which is not eaten anything of yours, which is not in your house. Leave it, it has works to do out there. That in your house you need to just pick it and throw it out to do other work. You do that. One kill an animal without a reason. They have no wisdom. You must have a reason why you kill a rat that it ate up my clothes. If not eaten there, tell it go outside. I don't want you in this house. Go do your work out there. If it insists to remain, then kill it. It's done something to you.
You
are there to just kill them. Yet one kill animal without reason. They do not have wisdom. Have you ever killed it? Just meet it and you kill it just? One kill animal without a reason. They have no wisdom. Is that head functioning very well?
But
he did it ignorantly. You don't just find the things of God, you keep killing them. They have a responsibility. Your little responsibility is still failed it. The other on their work, you are trying to persecute them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have you seen that scripture?
Okay, katugende ku family of Musambu.
Let's go to seven families of insects.
Those
with two body parts. Seven families of insects. Those with two body parts. Their spirits. They come from four heads of the eagle. Those on four living creatures. The second heaven at creation.
Family soka.
The first family.
Family soka. The
first family of insects with two body parts.
Spider family.
The spider family.
What is spider?
What is spider?
Nabubi.
Spider.
Family yaba nabubi.
Family of spiders.
Nabubi.
The spiders.
common house spider.
In here we have the common house spider.
Black spider.
Black, southern black spider.
Red black spider.
Red black spider.
Nendala
nyiji. And many others.
Enno bano.
But these ones,
basomesa barunji
nyo. They are good teachers.
Bayigiriza obuyonjo.
They teach cleanliness. Many other works they do. And they've carried medicine of different kind of sickness. Mostly diseases come from that. Proverbs chapter 30 verse
28.
Proverbs chapter 30 verse 28.
Omunia gukwata n'engalo zaago naye gubeera mu nnyumba z'abakabaka.
The spider takes hold with its hands and it is in king's palaces. How do you say the lizard?
Okay. Mutereze mu Luganda.
Correct the Luganda.
Bano batambulira ddala n'eminya gyonna gigenda.
Even the lizards go there.
Bano nabo bayonjo.
But these two, they are clean. In those there is medicine. Most sickness and disease of that, they carry them in that their palm. Yes. Second family of insects with two body parts. Second family of insects with two body parts. And their spirits are gotten from four heads of the eagle. Those on four living creatures. Second heaven at creation.
Ticks family.
The ticks family.
Kawawa. Family yabu kawawa.
The ticks family. Ticks. Enkwa.
Enkwa.
Ticks.
Family enkwa.
The ticks family.
Mulimu enkwa nyingi.
There are many types of ticks.
Mulimu the deer ticks.
We have the deer ticks.
American dog spider.
American dog spider.
Brown dogs.
Brown dog tick.
Nendala nyingi.
Very many others. But ticks, what is their use? Let's pray the ticks and we spray them. Because of time, I'm not read much there. Let's go to third family. Third family of insects with two body parts. Third family of insects with two body parts. Their spirits come from the four heads of the eagle. Those are four living creatures. Second heaven at creation.
Mite family.
What are mites? Mites.
Family insecure.
Family of the mites.
Mites family. Family insecure.
Family of mites.
Insecure is dinama kuruji.
Mites, what is their use?
Mites,
they can bite. We saw them in mission at Egypt. They have different responsibilities. Different mites. There are those which each. The each mites. The red mites. And very many others.
Family,
the first family,
family
for family of insects with two body parts,
their
spirits from foreheads of the eagle, on the four living creatures, second heaven at creation,
Scorpion's family, the family of scorpion.
There are different scorpions. We have the emperor scorpions,
giant hairy scorpions,
giant hairless scorpion,
and
many others. These two carry much medicine. They carry too much medicine. It's like poison.
But injected
body, there's been different sickness. Mostly those they have researched of. Don't just go get a scorpion and you inject in and you come, get content injecting yourself. You will die immediately. If they do not have sickness meant to be cured by it. 2 Chronicles chapter 10 verse 11. 2 Chronicles chapter 10 verse 11.
Era no kubanga kitange yababinikanga ekikoligo ekizito nze nayongeranga ku kikoligo kyammwe. Kitange yabakangavulanga nankonge, naye nze nabakangavulanga n'enjaba ey'obusagwa.
For whereas my father put a heavy yoke upon you, I will add more to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. In them there is poison. In that poison there is medicine. That's why I told you that in the creation of God, insects, they are next to plants in having medicine that help the body of man.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And after we know all those, understand things God freely gives us. As
you
speak, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the verse 12. That there are things God freely gave us.
We
will not kneel down to pray. But as church and those in the world, we have to just know them. And when we know them, sickness and things trouble us in the world many.
But
all those God made preparation of different treatments, but because we don't know them,
and
church which would have revealed them,
no
one thing the finger of God is there, the blind has seen, the deaf has heard, and the lame has walked. But other sickness and many problems in the world, those God knows that even in medicine he freely gave us. But because church, we limited the gospel. The gospel was limited. The entire Bible is the gospel.
And this
study, it's the gospel. We show you the marvelous works of God. Shows the preparations God prepared right to you. In many say, but why study the book of God? Do not have wisdom enough.
If
those study in the world appear wiser, When we study the book of God,
they
show in revival and restoration what it does in the midst of book of remembrance unto all nations. How God made them, how they are supposed to be, how they will be forever and ever. When we speak of the revival
and
restoration of all things, of heavens and earth, involves the heavenly journey. What can reveal all of heavens and earth? Plain to you everything, how it was, how it's supposed to be, how it will be forever and ever. That's why he said, the way God revealed me, book of to all nations,
pass
it through the heavenly biblical journey, 7 year heavenly biblical journey.
There is
no way we can remind nations how the things were, except we told them through the heavenly journey,
and
we bring them book of remembrance.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's
see the Fifi family. Insects with two body parts. Insects with two body parts. Their spirits,
gotten
from foreheads of the eagle, those on four living creatures, second heaven at creation.
Family Yashiga.
Family of the centipedes.
Family Yachi. Yasiga.
Family of the centipedes. These two are good in medicine. They've carried much medicine in there.
Family Yasiga.
Family of the centipedes. Where are the different centipedes
and
the millipedes?
Where are
different centipedes
and
the millipedes?
These
carry different type of medicine.
As you
see their nature,
there
are parts inside the body and they are just like them.
Carried
medicine which are just like body parts which look like them. They can heal them. Yes. When we finish the four remaining heads, I'll show you the way to mix and find this medicine in all these creations. All that of the heavenly journey. I am not a scientist per se, but I am a teaching priest. From the high priests, God the Father would teach how to profit, and he
shows
us the way we have to go, and he leads us in it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We
move to seek this family. Family of insects with two body parts.
Family Yomukaga.
Seek this family. Insects with two body parts. Their spirits, gotten from forehead of the eagle. Those on the four living creatures. The second heaven at creation. The rim above. Family of the earthworm. Family of the earthworm. These are chief in making holes in the ground. They can spread in the ground. For them to carry medicine of some of things in your stomach. Body parts within your stomach.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We have different earthworms.
ragworm,
the ragworms,
sandworm,
the sandworms,
n'endala nyinji,
and many others.
Ragworm, ragworm,
ragworm,
sandworms,
sandworms,
n'endala.
And the others. Job chapter 7, verse 5.
Yobu esule yomusanvu nolinyiri olokutano.
Job chapter 7, verse 5.
Omubiri gwange gwambadde envunyo n'amafunfugu. Eddiba lyange liziba nelitulika nate.
My flesh is clothed with worms and clothes of dust. My skin is broken and become loathsome. This help much to cause things rot. If they didn't get rotten for their sake, in the earth they would have been fertilizing. It would have ceased to have fertilizations. Yes. They make things get rotten that to see the fertilizers increase in the ground. And they have called different medicine. Body parts in your stomach, which look like them, as they are kind.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us summarize. Seventh family. Seventh family. Insects with two body parts. And their spirits are gotten from the forehead of the eagle. Those on the four living creatures. Second heaven at creation. The snail's family.
Family yamachi.
The snail's family.
Family yamakovu.
Snail's family.
Family yamakovu.
The snail's family.
Kuri yamakovu agenja uro.
There are different type of snails.
Slugs. Jet slugs. What do you call?
Slugs farm. The slugs. Yes. Type of snails. They have many works, and them to come different medicine. They even rail them and they are eaten. Yes. Will you eat of snails?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Leviticus 11.
29-30.
Leviticus chapter 11 verse 29.
Nabino bye bitali birongofu jemuli kubyewalula ebyewalula ku nsi egunju nemese jegunju nemese nekonkomi edene.
These also shall be unclean unto you among the creeping things that creep upon the earth, the weasel and the mouth and the great lizard after its kind. Verse 30.
Ne anaka, ne swaswa, no munia, ne konkomi, ne naolofu.
And the gecko, and the monitor lizard, and the wall lizard, and the sand lizard, and the chameleon. All those we take them in the creeping things, where there are snails.
Zaburi 58:8.
Psalms 58 verse 8. Speaks of them this word.
Zaburi esloyata no munana, noli nyiri uruwa munana.
Psalms 58 verse 8.
Babenge kovu erisanuka erigwawo erango omwana gw'omukazi agwatasa atalabanga kumusana.
As a snail who melts, let every one of them pass away, like the untimely birth of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Yes. You know this snail? There is medicine in it. Yes. When your mother wants to give birth, to just lay the child like that, the snail has the medicine, it makes the area very small. Okay. That snail holds medicine. Child to just let the child, easily you let the child. But today let me end here. But next week we are here. We shall rest the other week. Next week we are here. That we finish the second heaven at creation. And then we handle the third heaven at creation. In the heavenly journey. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you sit in the council of God's words to hear them. Read with us the Bible. To believe. Not in your book. Be ready to teach many others. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Come the day tomorrow. We begin with four heads of the calf on those on the four living creatures, the second heaven at creation, where cometh 14 families of the fish and 14 families of the plants. Then we move to see their many. God bless you. The one teach us to profit. He show us where we have to go. Leads us as today. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.